from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 2 o'clock. I'm Rick Rickman. Topping our report this hour, a Middlesex County man is charged with first-degree murder, accused of killing his wife in front of her children. Police were called to the home of Wellington Leonardo early Saturday morning. When officers got there, they found Leonardo on the kitchen floor with his wife. She had been stabbed. 40-year-old Rosanna Rodriguez died at the hospital, leaving behind four girls between the ages of 11 months and 13 years old. Less New Jersey teens are vaping. Ashley Smith with the New Jersey Prevention Network says nationally, e-cigarette use among New Jersey youth dropped from 8% last year to just shy of 6% in 2024.
That's the lowest it's been in probably a decade, but we need to understand that comprehensive tobacco control strategies, regulations, enforcement, all of that remains really critical to prevent and reduce e-cigarette and nicotine use among youth.
In 2019, 25% of New Jersey high school students reported using an e-cigarette within the last 30 days. That number dropped to under 22% in 2021. That's the latest NJ Student Health Survey. Smith says bans on flavored vapes and bans on coupons for tobacco and vaping products, combined with prevention efforts, are driving the decline. New legislation looks to address disordered eating in New Jersey. Sponsored by Assemblywoman Andrea Katz, the goal is to create an Office of Disordered Eating Prevention within the state's health department.
So that they can start to look into been in probably a decade, but we need to understand.
In New Jersey, Katz says there are more than 750,000 people who are going to have an eating disorder in their lifetime. She's also sponsoring a bill that cracks down on social media platforms that promote unhealthy eating habits. New Jersey is home to the best schools in the nation, but new challenges are testing our education system. Schools are scrambling to hire thousands of positions. Educators are competing with cell phone distractions in the classrooms. Districts are losing millions in state funding. We've brought together the Garden State's top education experts for a discussion on the challenges confronting our schools. Join us for our New Jersey 101.5 Town Hall Crisis in the Classroom, New Jersey's greatest educational challenges, this Thursday night at 7. Watch it on our Facebook page, nj1015.com, or listen on New Jersey 101.5. How's our first week of fall looking? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zara's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey Fast Traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather rolling right along through one of New Jersey's driest Septembers on record. We do have some clouds, cooler than normal temperatures, and raindrops in play this week. I'm not sure you'll need the umbrella much, if at all. We've had some spotty showers today. That shower chance will wrap up this evening, and then we'll see broken clouds overnight. Low temperatures dip into the upper 50s. Tomorrow, maybe a sprinkle. That's it. Otherwise, mostly cloudy. Highs again near 70. Cloudy and breezy Wednesday. Better chance of showers and thunderstorms with highs around 70. We'll get an influx of warmer air on Thursday. Still lots of clouds, but highs 75 to 80. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zaro.
Piscataway and Point Pleasant are both 66 degrees and Camden is 68. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. Weather brought to you by Fireside Grill and Bar in Marlboro, the go-to place for enjoying delicious food while catching all your favorite sporting events. Open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner, and they have happy hour weekdays from 3 to 6 p.m. Visit Fireside Grill and Bar in Marlboro. They're also online. Check them out at firesidegrillandbar.com.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.